This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Philip E. Parker. Date of birth is October the 4th, 1961. Case ID number is 5247608. Date of exam, March the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Rio Grande Valley Orthopedics, dated 2/8/2023. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old widowed male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right shoulder injury, comma, high blood pressure, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, anxiety, comma, and sleep apnea. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was December the 19, 2021, where he used to work on pipelines for 15 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with a girlfriend and is not receiving disability benefits, but is receiving benefits from his dead wife's Social Security. Allegation number one, right shoulder injury. Number two, high blood pressure. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, hiatal hernia. Number five, anxiety. Number six, sleep apnea. History of allegations. Number one, right shoulder injury. The claimant states that in 2020, he fell while he was playing with some kids and then picked up a propane tank and injured his right shoulder. The claimant states that he was diagnosed with impingement syndrome of the right shoulder, which is much better now after he received one steroid injection. X-rays were performed and they were normal. The claimant denies any fractures, comma, surgeries, comma, or any other treatments for his shoulder area. He did receive 1 month of physical therapy for his condition. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Ortega and Dr. Solis. He is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, which does give relief. He states the only other physical activity he does is walking around the house. His condition appears to be better at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2003, he was having shortness of breath and temporal headaches, but no blurred vision or chest pain. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, as well as no nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 142/99 mmHg. He is presently on amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, bisoprolol, 10 milligrams / hydrochlorothiazide, 6.25 milligrams QHS, and hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams POQD with potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents POQD. His condition is being treated and stable, but his blood pressure is borderline high. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2011, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He was started on rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams POQD. He denies having any kind of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction. His last levels were good, and he appears to be well-controlled with his medication. Allegation number four, hiatal hernia. The claimant states that in 2015 he had a very large hiatal hernia and had to have surgery two times to correct his condition. The claimant states at the time food would get stuck in his esophagus, especially meat, and it would be there for a long period of time, and it would radiate all the way to his throat and to his abdominal area. He would have this condition once a week, and he states that he felt miserable when it would happen, since he couldn't vomit up the food and had to wait for hours for it to go down. The associated symptoms include weakness. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, melena, or hematemesis. He has lost approximately 20 pounds in the last year. He is food intolerant to any kind of dry food, meat, or bread. He was diagnosed with a hiatal hernia in 2015 with a repair of his hernia times two. The claimant states that he still has difficulty in eating foods and has to eat foods that are moist and wet and is unable to eat certain meats at this time. His condition is stable. Allegation number five, anxiety. The claimant states that in 2007, he was having severe anxiety. He had lost his wife secondary to lung cancer in 2003 and was feeling very nervous. He had lost weight, was having difficulty eating, and had difficulty concentrating. He states he cannot be with people and gets severe panic attacks when he is around multiple people. He states his appetite has decreased and has difficulty sleeping at night with weight loss. He denies any suicidal ideation or any kind of suicidal attempt. He was started on alprazolam, 1 milligram BID, which he states has helped his condition. Allegation number six, sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with sleep apnea but could not afford the CPAP machine. The claimant has had pneumonia times three. He denies having emphysema, asthma, bronchitis, or any other kind of cardiac problems except for hypertension. He states he also suffers from severe allergies. The claimant states that his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, climbing two flights of stairs, talking, resting, and seasonal changes. The claimant did have a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years, but he quit in 2002 when his wife was dying of lung cancer. He has been to the emergency room and hospitalized two times for pneumonia, but states he has never been intubated. He states he does have an inhaler that he uses at home when he feels shortness of breath, but is presently not on any steroids, oxygen, or any kind of CPAP machine. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea. His oxygen saturation was 97%. He does not like to wear the CPAP machine because he states it bothered him, and he does have a beard, which probably aggravates his condition. Family history. The father died when he was 26 from an airplane crash. His mother died at the age of 70 from multiple cerebral vascular accidents and hypertension. Medications, eloptepine 10 milligrams POQD, bisoprolol 10 milligrams - hydrochlorothiazide 6.25 milligrams QHS, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalents POQD, clonidine 0.1 milligrams Q8 hours, multiple vitamins, QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, omega-3, 1,000 milligrams BID, cetirizine, hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams QD, and alprazolam, 1 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, right shoulder impingement syndrome, comma, with synovitis and tenosynovitis, comma, history of pneumonia times 3, comma, sleep apnea, comma, anxiety, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, major surgeries, history of mild heart failure, comma, hiatal hernia repair times 2, comma, right hand surgery, comma, sinus surgery, comma, left open reduction internal fixation of the left elbow in 1994, social history, history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. He has quit and has not smoked since 2003. Alcohol, the claimant states he has 2 to 3 glasses of wine every weekend. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He did use marijuana, and the last time he used it was in 2002. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.7 Fahrenheit, weight 250 pounds, height 6 feet 0 inches, BP 155 over 100 mmHg, repeat was 142 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 55 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 34, general. This is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant does have multiple missing teeth. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not present with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except for his right shoulder. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper extremity, but normal in the lower extremities. The claimant does appeared to have some radial nerve inflammation or damage to the left hand where the big, where the thumb, index finger, and the third finger appeared to be affected. However, his grip is normal. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination sensation was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for the left hand where he has a radial nerve inflammation. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant states he complains of bilateral foot pain. Physical exam appears to be normal. He may be suffering from some kind of neuropathic pain in his foot area. Assistive devices. The claimant has no assistive devices. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant does appear to have some radial nerve deficit, sensory deficit of the left hand. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the foot and left hand area. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but he does have some muscle spasms of the right shoulder. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control appears to be normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his left upper extremity, and to a lesser extent with the right upper extremity. The claimant does have problems with both upper extremities. The claimant suffers from impingement syndrome of the right shoulder and mild sensory radial nerve deficit of the left hand. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a mild right shoulder impingement syndrome. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and no limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment, except for a mild right upper extremity impingement syndrome, but with flexion and elevation at 120 degrees. Probable diabetes. He also has problems with his high blood pressure, which is borderline high at this time. Probable diagnosis is number 1, right shoulder injury with right shoulder impingement syndrome, dash confirmed with physical examination, appears to be healing. He is functioning better. Number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension, dash confirmed with physical examination. Blood pressure was 142 over 99 mmHg, which is borderline high. Number 3, hypercholesterolemia, dash being treated at this time, appears to be well controlled. Number 4, hiatal hernia, dash has been treated surgically. The claimant is able to eat at this time. However, he has to be very careful with the kinds of foods that he decides to eat. Number 5, anxiety, dash being treated, appears to be better at this time. Number 6, sleep apnea, dash not being treated with the CPAP machine. He does have an inhaler, and his oxygen saturation was 97%, which is normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Philip E. Parker.